Your letters now, and a correction first. Last week, we said that Booker T. Washington's Up From Slavery was published in 1901 by A.L. Burt Company. Philip McComish of Watermark West Rare Books in Wichita, Kansas, writes, while the year was correct, the first edition was in fact published by Doubleday, Page and Company. The A.L. Burt reprint edition would not appear until some 10 years later. Our sound montage from the Smithsonian Kite Festival here on the National Mall brought this from Tom Beck of Antelope, California. The Kite Festival is a celebration of freedom, much like the 4th of July. Washington, D.C. had a law dating from the late 1800s prohibiting kite flying within the district. The park police enforced this law on the mall, issuing tickets for this grievous offense. The first few unofficial kite festivals were loosely organized protest events. I seem to remember that the first official Smithsonian Kite Festival occurred before the law was repealed, though an agreement was reached to avoid ticketing the participants. I was a high school student in Potomac, Maryland at the time, and this is one of the events that has stuck in my mind amidst all of the other protests of the times. Address your letters to Weekend Edition Sunday, NPR, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is wesun@npr.org.